life is living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So
welcome back to the Jeff Horst Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. Still to come on the program, the 11 o'clock hour from the Trustful Tribune, a good friend of the show, Scott Buttram. And then we'll wrap it up with Stan McDonald. He is the co-chair for the Mo Brooks for U.S. Senate campaign. We'll talk to him, get an update on the campaign, what that looks like, and him to respond to some of the odd things going on in this U.S. Senate campaign. But that's still to come. You'll want to stay tuned for that. One text to get to. Leo says she did not bring business here. Low taxes did, referring to Governor Ivey. I don't know that's the case. There's a lot that goes into recruitment of industry in Alabama. And Governor Ivey's administration, Greg Canfield, the Commerce Secretary, had a lot to do with that. There's a lot of wheeling and dealing. There's more to this than you may realize, Leo, but your point is taken. Joining us now on the program, very excited to bring on my next guest, the president of the Public Service Commission here in Alabama, Twinkle Cavanaugh. Twinkle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning to your listeners. Thank you for letting me join you today.
Hey, thanks for making time. We certainly do appreciate it. It's been a while since we talked, but how are things going?
Well, you know, personally, things are going fantastic. We've got a great staff here at the commission. I believe we've been able to hold prices down. We're, you know, below the national average on many things, below the Southeast average. But the reality is our country is headed in the wrong direction. I think we all know that. Your listeners definitely know that. They keep up. They're well informed. But everything from the highest inflation in 40 years, we got a president that deserted our troops in Afghanistan. We've got an unbelievably large number, probably almost half the population of the state of Alabama has come over illegally across the border. And I'm not saying they're all in Alabama. I'm just saying, putting a number on it, it's a huge number illegally crossing our border. Our crime's at all-time high with all these liberal policies. We've added trillions to our national debt. And our president talked about yesterday how he and the vice president were doing a great job. So it's sad. We're in a sad time right now. But the part that really hits home for us here at the Public Service Commission are the energy issues that are coming out of Washington. And I don't know if your listeners remember, I know I talked about this earlier on the show a couple of months ago, but the White House immediately created the White House Interagency Council on Environmental Justice. And that's a big staff in the White House, basically, that says, the president said, that the biggest national security issue, not our border, not Afghanistan, not, you know, Russia, none of this, it's climate change. And that is a ridiculous statement. We all know that. But he created this interagency council in the White House so that every decision that's made out of Washington, whether or not it's on a regulatory basis or on a legislative basis, would have to go through this council, and they would have to decide how would it affect our climate. Now, with all the things going on, families in Alabama hurting, as we talked about with higher inflation and all the costs being put on us as far as our energy, and yet they want to tack on more by talking about taking everything through this council that's in the White House. It's ridiculous.
Well, and you mentioned you're able to keep utility rates down somewhat with despite the policies of Joe Biden. But contrast that to what Trump was doing. And I remember, there was actually some reductions along the way, if I recall, during the Trump administration. Did he had a different approach to policy that lent itself to make that more possible? Compare that to kind of what we see right now.
Oh, man, it'll make you sick if I tell you all of this. But the first thing that I will say President Trump did was when he enacted his tax cuts. A lot of people were like, well, they'll go to corporations. Well, let me say this, that Alabama Power Company had to immediately turn over all of those tax cuts to to their consumers. So did the gas company, I know down where you all are, Fire Gulf, had to turn over those tax decreases that were given to them under Trump to the consumers. So that went right into the pocket of consumers. That was so important, and it was great in keeping the cost down. But, you know, you just look at the raw energy cost that we're dealing with right now, and most of your listeners know because they go fill their car up with gas, and they realize they're paying a major difference in price. I know that on November the 1st of 2020, which was a couple of days before Election Day, when President Trump was still the president, the average cost of gasoline per gallon in Alabama was $1.82. And you look at that same price today, the average price is $2.97. And I know we've seen above $3 in the state of Alabama. It did decrease. It's about $2.97 now, but don't let that fool you. That's a 63% increase. It's about $1.15 per gallon higher than we were paying on average under President Trump. And if you look at that, how does it affect families? How does it affect businesses? You know, a 15-gallon tank, which is about an average, means you're going to pay $17.25 more to fill that tank up. An average Alabamian uses about 650 gallons of gas per year. So you're looking at about $750 more per year. You're getting nothing extra, but just filling up your tank is costing you $750 a year annually more under this president than it did under President Trump. So that's a large expense because a family of two, a mom and dad, both driving, running carpool, going to work, and running their errands, they wind up spending about $1,500 more annually on gas under this president. That's a lot of disposable income for a lot of families. That could be a lot of clothes, maybe a vacation. It could definitely mean better, you know, your groceries, and that's another thing, you know, our grocery costs now. So, but just in energy costs, there's a big difference there. And here at the commission, natural gas prices are something that definitely affects the consumers of these companies that we regulate. It is a direct pass-through, meaning it's a dollar-for-dollar pass-through. If a company spends a dollar on natural gas, that goes directly to the consumer. They don't make money on that. They don't lose money on it. It's a direct pass-through. So when that goes up, it definitely affects the prices for the consumers, both on the natural gas in your heating or your if you have a gas stove or a gas water heater, but your gas bill will go up because of that. Then also now a lot of electricity is made from natural gas in our state, and that will also raise the prices on that. Just to give you another example, and these are done more quarterly, but in October of 2020, when President Trump was still the president, natural gas was about $2.39 per MMBTU, and in December of this last year, in 2021, after 1 year of our current President Biden, it was up to an average of $3.76. Now, it had been as high as $5.51 for MMBTU, but from $2.39 to $3.76, which is approximately where we are today, that's up $1.37. I mean, that's kind of like your that's kind of like the gasoline you put in your pump. That's a lot. That's a pretty big increase. It would mean about $6 extra per month on your gas bill. And we don't really have a cost per consumer because the power company handles things a little bit differently. They have options. They can produce power using nuclear or gas or coal, hydro, and then also a small amount of alternative fuels, which would be wind and solar. And they use it, they try to use the least expensive production possible. So it's impossible to tell you exactly how much natural, because as natural gas gets more expensive, they tend to burn less of natural gas and use more of, say, their coal. And $4 seems to be about the amount where it changes. So that's why I said last year natural gas went up as high as $5.51, but then it has come down. It's right around $3.76 now. And a lot of that's because power companies have the ability to either use the coal or use the natural gas, and they're going to always use the least expensive fuel to produce the electricity. But if you look at that, and you look at the fact that we just talked about the gas for your car, if you have two drivers in a family, that's about $1,500. Your natural gas price increase just for the natural gas for your gas bill be about $75 extra per year just for the fuel. And then one of the things, we have it over a longer period of time, but under the liberal policies of Barack Obama and the very liberal policies now under Joe Biden, the power company, Alabama Power Company, has spent about $6.4 billion over the last 12 years on regulations and coming out of Washington, D.C. So this is a huge cost to consumers, and it really hits home when you talk about annually it's about a $278 fee that people pay that use Alabama Power Company because of the liberal policies that come out of liberal presidents that, you know, come out of Washington that are mandates. You have to follow those mandates and those regulations. You don't have a choice. So if you look at just the cost with the power company annually, the gas for a two-parent home, and your natural gas, you are looking at somewhere in the ballpark of $2,000, a few dollars shy of $2,000 annually. And this is just on the raw cost coming from your energy cost and your family. So this is really tough on Alabama families, and it's very frustrating. So we've done everything we can to hold down price, but when the president's making very poor decisions like restricting the federal land leases for natural gas, stopping the pipeline, I mean, it's just one bad decision after another makes it very, very difficult. And, you know, many times you'll hear them say, but it's the best thing for the environment. This has nothing to do with the environment. I'll give you an example. Stopping the Keystone Pipeline, that's a great example. Did you know that it would take 1,000 train cars to get that same oil from Canada to the refineries in Louisiana and Texas on a daily basis? 1,000 rail cars. Now, how is that more environmentally friendly than a very secure pipeline?
Right.
It's not.
Well, I guess the philosophy there is the motivation here for this administration. It is trying to push. They're trying to push people away from fossil fuels and making them more expensive. And they don't want. There are some, I suspect, Commissioner, that they want gas prices to go up. They think this is a good thing right now. They think this is a good thing, that this is what, you know, we need to do for the betterment of the environment, to stop global warming or whatever, that they won't say it publicly, but behind the scenes, I think they're like, well, this is gonna force things in the marketplace to get people to take more mass transit or run on cars that are powered by, I don't know, by carrots or something, whatever. But it seems like that is kind of the wink and the nod here.
It is a disaster when it comes to policy. And as I, you know, read all of these articles and I read the mandates coming out of Washington, it really will make you sick because you realize the decisions don't have anything to do with what's the best for Alabama families, what's the best to grow jobs in our state. It has nothing to do with that. You are so right when you say this is all about pushing their agenda on us. And the only way for a liberal Democrat to make wind and solar competitive is they've got to drive up the cost of the fossil fuels. and they won't let the free market just work and be competitive and use the least expensive so that families have more money in their pockets. Instead, they force things on us that cause the price of fossil fuels to go up, which makes it much more difficult on Alabama families, but it makes their fuels or their friends' fuels, as I call it, because they're padding the pockets of their friends. And you know, you can look at solar and you can look at when fossil fuels go up over, you know, $5. I mean, you can start looking at those types and they make sense. They do not make sense on just a free market if everything were even.
Twinkle, we got to leave it there. We're up against a break here, but you've been very kind to make time for us. And let's talk again. We didn't get into the inflationary aspects or any of that, but I think it's warrants a discussion soon.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. I appreciate your listeners, and it is such an honor to serve. Let me leave you with my cell number, 334-558-5432. If your listeners need anything, I'm here to serve. Tell them to give me a call.
Twinkle Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, certainly appreciate her making time for us. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Because Music Row ain't only in Tennessee, so won't you bury me in Dixie?